But it was set up with two teams, red and blue, to really look at the impact of hacking an election, but expressly not hacking the voter rolls, the vote itself, or the voting machine. So all the things that you hear in the news quite a bit, our red team was not allowed to go after, which greatly limited what they're able to do, but it also created a more dynamic game because they're looking for environmental effects to achieve the same overall purpose. And their goal for this, the way they would have succeeded in winning, is by disrupting and undermining confidence in the vote. So they don't necessarily care whether a Democrat or Republican wins, just that there's enough doubt about how the process happened that the election itself is viewed as contested and is undermined. So whomever takes power, regardless of how they end up taking power, never is seen as legitimate, and it undermines the faith in the system. Blue, on the other hand, was meant to represent the first responders, the people on the ground that would be dealing with the immediate effects of whatever the red team threw at them. And so that team was primarily comprised of cops from the Boston area. And their job was essentially to not only maintain public order and all the things that you'd expect from a police force, but also deal with the effects of what red was throwing at them to ensure that the election happened and was safeguarded and that there was the public faith and confidence in it.